got it all in my boogie book.
Yeah.
My boogie book.
It's right there.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Bookkeeper.
24/7. I got it all in my boogie book.
We in our bag now.
All in my
boogie book. Yo. Hey. Yo. Yo.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
24/7, Lord, hit him with the glow.
Bling.
New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. True fellowship with the saints, boy, you know.
You
now
know.
I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone.
Okay.
Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow.
Bro.
And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Powered by the Bookkeeper 247.com. Welcome back to our fourth episode of Season 2 of the Mitch Durrell Show with special guest, Bats. We would like to thank everyone, including our new listeners, for joining us. Inside Episode 4 of Season 2, Mitch Durrell sits down with upcoming Christian rapper, Bats, who's taking the genre by storm. Stay tuned and find out how Bats got interested in hip-hop, his musical influences, and the differences between then and now inside the hip-hop industry. Also, Bats shares with Mitch what made him transition from mainstream to using his talent in Christian hip-hop. This interview is packed with information. Mitch and Bats each share points that's vital for the indie Christian hip-hop community. It's a great interview, so tune in to find out more about your favorite artist with your favorite host. Don't forget, if you really want to help us grow, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the alert button to be notified for the dopest show in hip-hop, The Mitch Durrell Show.
Change because you wearing blue, they will shoot you in the brain. The hatred we can't contain, the cycle is all the same. The pain we can't refrain from letting these bullets rain. Go dang, look, my people spiritually poor. Not a lot of us on top is really opening doors. Thinking someone else's success is really damaging yours. I'm a connoisseur at this type of stuff I explore. Yeah, ayy, I try to tell, but they don't listen. I'm on a mission, I'm walking home, seeing eviction. No, take to the door. I could've lost all my hope, I couldn't take anymore. I could be selling some crap. I could be selling some dope. They be saying I'm top five, but I'm really number one. Family got my ties, but I'm saved by the sun. Yeah, mentally we sane, mentally we changed. I can feel this thing, so tell me what has changed. Yeah. What has changed, what has changed, what has changed, yeah. Ayy, tell me what has changed. What has changed, what has changed, what has changed, yeah. Ayy, look. New year, new day, but the same old story. A young black queen named Corey. She had a dad that beat her every little day, so she don't feel important. Think these men love her, but they just horny. Dang, mind distorted. Baby needs some food, but she can't afford it, so she wearing less clothes and gon' stand up on that corner. And the family found out, and you know they disown her, so she took her own life, cause she think they wouldn't notice. Yeah, we need some change, yeah, we need some reconstruction. Coldest in the game when I step up in a function. Always looking down, make you feel like you ain't nothing. All up in the media, we killing or we thugging. That's what they betray, that's what they gon' say. And they look at your life and they think it's a gang gang, man. Mentally we sane, mentally we change. I feel the disdain, so tell me what has changed. Yeah. What has changed, what has changed, what has changed, yeah. Ay, tell me what has changed. What has changed, what has changed, what has changed, yeah.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's Mitch Durrell, and this is the Mitch Durrell Show. It's Season 2, Episode 4, and I got a special guest today, a little homie, Bats. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's goody, what's goody? How you guys doing, man?
So I'm going to start off. Let everybody know, how old are you, sir?
I am 19 years old.
I hate you for that, but we'll get into that.
Wow.
So I'm 25, just for people that don't know. So you're 19, I'm 25. You have kind of like started to get, I'll say you're starting to get a buzz in Christian hip hop, right?
Yeah.
So easy first question is, how did you, especially, so you're 19, how did you get into hip hop? Like, when was the day that you were like, yo, I discovered what rap is. I love this type of music. I love hip hop.
Not to be too cliche or anything, but like, ever since I was like very young, like my mom told me stories of like just rapping Lil Wayne, like go DJ, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I actually have a story. My first day at school, I got in trouble. Like my first day of school in general, I got in trouble for standing on the table and just rapping in class. And I don't know. So I don't know. I feel like it's something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to like perform. I was really big fan of Chris Brown and things like dancing and things like that. So I don't know. It just progressed over time. Then I discovered Logic. Logic's a rapper, one of my favorite rappers. And then okay. I start digging way more into like older, like Tribe Called Quest, Black Thought, things like that. So I'm just a real lover of hip hop at this moment.
Very dope. I love Logic's one of my favorite rappers too, and one of my influences. But it's just funny because he's polarizing. Like some people hate him.
I know,
people
bro.
Hate him, and I'm just like, why do you hate this man? Like he, to me, he's mad talented. I hate that he retired. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad he's like moving on in life. But nah, he was definitely one of my favorite rappers. So
when
someone says they like Logic, I'm like, yeah, that's, you're a good one.
Appreciate it, bro. Everybody be like, I'm biracial. That's
right,
all
right,
you're
right.
Talking about.
Which he deserves that because he does be bringing that up a lot. But so what? I love talking to artists about how they discovered hip hop. But there's always like that moment when we go from like, I like listening to this to like, yo, I want to try to like make this seriously, like on my own. So like, what was the moment when you were like, I want to start writing raps and I want to like start recording and become an artist?
Yeah, definitely, bro. I think that time for me is like, bro, I heard Soul Food, you know, that Soul Food from Live. Yeah. And I just, bro, I don't know, like that like sparked something to me. Like, I don't know, I was weird back then. Like, I would like steal his bars and go like go rapping in class like I did it.
Right, right. I feel it.
And then I get caught sometimes. They're like, oh, I heard that before. I'm like, oh, shoot. But nah, it's just, I don't know. I think that's the moment where I start taking stuff seriously. I mean, not seriously, but I dived into it. And I got a, my mom gave me a laptop. I had an Xbox headset, had right. Audacity, start rapping, man.
How old were you at that time?
I was ninth grade. So I say like, shoot, I was probably like 13, 14.
Yeah, that's 13, 14. That's crazy. So like, and that explains a lot because, so you're better at 19. Well, one, you're better at 19 than I was at 19. You're better at 19 than a lot of people are at like 30. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, I was like, there's no way he started like a year ago. But getting like the early start is great. Cause like, I didn't start rapping until I was probably like 21. Like I didn't start seriously rapping until I was 21. So I'm always just like, if I had started when I was 14, like I picture where you'll be when you're like my age. Like I can't, like you're not going to regress if you keep rapping. You're only going to get better.
Yeah, the thing I think about it is too, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, you're good. You're fine.
It's like, it's a different entry level now. Like things are easier than probably when you were my age. Like I could just download a free app and then I could be rapping. But then like people had to go to the studios. They had to know somebody and things like that. So I feel like things are just getting easier for people to do things sooner.
Facts, man. No, that's a huge fact. I definitely think that it's kind of like how LeBron James started in the NBA so young. And now that he's older, it feels like he's been in the league forever. But he has like all that extra time on people. He didn't go to college. So he just like he was literally like a star at 18. It's like by the time he gets to this age, it's like, yo, he's got all this extra experience.
Yeah, he's
So the other interesting thing about us being in Christian hip hop is there's the moment when you're like, oh, I want to rap. And then there's usually the moment where you're like, but I don't want to do like that mainstream typical rap. I want to use my music in a, not to say mainstream isn't positive, but like in a maybe Christ-centered way. So what kind of, first, what was kind of your introduction to the church and Christ? And then what made you want to make music that reflected that?
So when I was young, I say like 10 or so, before I even start recording or things like that, I went to this church called Praise Center. Mm-hmm. Had a bad falling out with the church. The pastor was doing things that were very inappropriate and things like that. But besides that, I had good experiences because they allowed, I'll go like perform at like little events with them and like I'll write little raps. And then I'll look back and I'm like, that's kind of pretty good for like a 10-year-old and things like that. So I think that's the first time I kind of got into like just doing it for God. But what I feel like everybody has this stage, like, where I'm better than you type rapper stage.
Yeah.
You trash typical lyrical miracle type. You know how that be.
Right.
Starting out, but like, yeah, my mom just set me down and just had like serious conversation. Like, hey, if you want to do it for that reason, I guess that's fine with me. But make sure you like doing it. You know who's where you got the gift from, and mm-hmm. that convicted me. So I've been on this path ever since.
I'll tell you, man. Like, even being in Christian hip hop and trying to be positive, you're still a rapper. So like at the end of the day, you're still going to have part of you that's like, yo, I can out rap you though. Like, I know we're doing it for God, but like, I'm better than you. So it's like, and anyone who knows me will know, like, I really only joined CHH, like I said, maybe like 3.5 years ago. And when I first was in it, I still had a lot of that attitude where it's like, everything's a competition. I want to out rap you. And it's like, that's cool to an extent, but eventually it's like, are you even making, one, good music, and two, are you actually like impacting people? Like, is there a point to your music, or are you just trying to be the best rapper? Because it's like, cool, you could be the best rapper, but like, are you gonna leave anything? Are you gonna impact anybody? Is your music even good? Mm-hmm. Or are you just some dude rapping a cappella and saying that you're the best? You know what I'm saying? No one's hearing you.
Yeah, that's literally how I feel, like how I was when I like first engaged, like when it started getting decent. I had a whole song like I'm the best, like that, you know how I just had like, I don't know, I was like braggadocious type rapper, right. I feel like I'm kind of still am, and I'm trying to go to this like move off with it and try to have like deeper subjects and content,
right?
But yeah, I feel the same way, bro.
It's definitely tough. I think it's important to kind of always have like that edge to you, because at the end of the day, I always say hip-hop's a sport. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're not trying to get washed on your own songs, and you're not trying to like you're trying to be good. But that shouldn't be your only focus, because that kind of consumes you.
Definitely.
I'll say, so something about you, other than the fact that you're doing this so young, is you're very versatile. Like, you make it a point to say, like, yo, like, I produced this, wrote this, rapped this, recorded this on my own, did the visuals, shot the pictures, mixed, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you learn all those things so quickly and so, like well enough to where you can do it all yourself? And it's like, people can't tell that until you say it, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
Bro, I feel like we're just in a day and age where if you want to do something, bro, you can just go search it on YouTube.
Facts.
There's a 30-minute video, 15-minute video, and you just learned it instantly. So it's just like lack of money. I did not want to. I'm not. I felt bad for stealing beats. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was stealing beats, bro. I didn't like the idea of I want to look at it as a job, like something I can live off of. So I didn't like the idea of me being reliant on somebody making a beat mm-hmm. and I had to get inspired by it for me to make that song. So I just didn't like the idea of that. I wanted it to be in my hands where I can. I do stuff fast when I do it. So like if I do a song, I'm finishing that song.
Yeah.
Same. So engineering, I didn't like waiting on stuff like that.
Yeah.
And videos, paying somebody hundreds of dollars for videos. Just like I'm trying to have a video for every song. And it just didn't sit right with me. Plus, I was doing it all on my iPhone.
Right.
I didn't know. So I feel like it's just like, what do you want? Why are you trying to do this for? That's where I look at it.
It's mad efficient because it's like, and I know, so I used to be in a Ruslan's Patreon community and then I got poor, said I was going to go back and just haven't gone back. But even the short time I was in there, it was like beneficial. I know that you've been in there. But he would always preach like, yo, like you don't have to have a ton of money to do some of the things that you think. Like mm-hmm. when you're first starting out, you're like a music video. That's got to be like 10 grand. It's like,
fantastic.
Especially now with how phones are. Man, phones typically have better cameras than most cameras or
it's computers. Actually easier, bro. It does it all for you.
Exactly.
That's why I tell people that.
Exactly. So it's one of those things where it's like you said, YouTube is a thing now. So it's like if you don't know how to do it, somebody definitely knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's about taking the time. So you kind of inspire me because it's like I'm a smart dude. Like I have the ability to go and learn these things, but my mindset's always been like, I want to focus on just the rap and the music. So I'm willing to, even though I don't make a ton of money, I'm willing to pay someone to do the art and pay someone to engineer, because at least I'm helping out an engineer and I'm helping out a graphic designer. But eventually it gets to a point where it's like, I'm mad impatient. So like I'll be hitting up my engineer every other day. Like, yo bro, like you getting it back to me tomorrow? Like what about this edit? So it's like, if I could do it on my own, it's like, be churning out songs way.
Yeah, you'll be the only reason that you be mad at yourself, if anything. Yeah, so, and like with the artwork, it's bro, all my like artwork is just screenshots of my music videos.
Right.
I just then I do something, so like I don't be like overthinking. I feel like we overthink a lot, and when it's really more simple than what it really is, like I got a vocal preset I made, and then I just do touches on it, and it takes 15 to 20 minutes at most. So,
nice, bro. I was actually explaining to somebody like, you and a lot of the younger, which is funny because like we're not that different in age, but it feels like we're completely different generations. Like, so you're 19, I'm 25, but it feels like I refer to y'all, like people who are under 20 and that were born in the 2000s, as a completely like different generation. But a lot of like the younger Christian hip hop artists are doing. So what I'll say is like, I was like part of the last of the generation that was all about albums. So it's like, you have to start with an album. Like you have to give people a body of work off rip. And if it's good, you'll drop another album.
Yeah.
In my like 4 years of rapping, I probably put out like 6 projects. But it's like now, it's so much about singles. I was referencing you and like Raw B and other people. It's like y'all got a song dropping at least every week, every other week, or at least once every 3 weeks or a month. And how that kind of keeps you relevant and is a much better way now in the music business instead of like, oh, I got to drop a 15 song album that's an hour long. It's honestly easier because it's like, oh, I could just drop a song every couple of weeks and make sure people keep seeing my name, keep seeing my content, make a video, do some type of promotional advertisement, and you can blow up that way, which you know.
I look at it like, all right, this people's attention spans are like getting shorter and shorter, so we're not established. I don't look at myself as an established artist where I am old, where people owe me to listen to 15 songs.
Right.
Every single song all the way through. I don't feel like I am that invested. People are that invested into me yet. So that's my whole thing. I'm trying to build up catalog, trying to build up a fan base. And then when I get to that point where my debut album is going to be like, it's going to really do wonders, like AI Anomalies, her date, Hovi. And all that. So like I be paying attention to how on Russ.
Yeah.
Russ, like so like I just be paying attention to what works for certain people and I just try to replicate it and make it fit me.
Hey, what's going on everybody? It's B Plus here, back with another recap countdown video. I'm very excited about this one. Now we've gotten a lot from Hovi over the past year. We've gotten a couple EPs, we've gotten a lot of singles, but But here it is, we have our first debut project with Reach Records entitled Christopher. Now this project is very versatile. It's a mixed bag of a lot of different genres. I heard everything from worship to pop to gospel and a whole lot more, but we're going to get into that in this week's Recap Countdown video, so don't you go anywhere. Now, if this is your first time checking out a Recap Countdown video, really quickly, here's what I do. I take a look at my 5 favorite bars, my 4 favorite beats, my 3 favorite tracks, my 2 favorite features, and I round everything out with one final recap. Now, without any further ado, let's get into this recap.
People, and I just try to replicate it and make it fit me. So,
very smart. Tell me, what would you say is your goal for making music? So, like, I typically answer that question for myself. So, I originally started making music for myself. Because I was like, I want to do this and I want to listen to it. If other people don't listen to it, cool, I'll listen to it. Yeah. And then it kind of transformed into, I want to still make music for me and I write because it makes me feel better and it helps me. But also I can impact people in some type of positive way, whether that's making you happy, making you think about something different. So what would you say if you have a purpose for your music, what is it?
I'm just going to be honest. Like when I was younger, it was just the whole thing. I wanted to be, I liked attention. So, yeah. so I'm not going to lie, but now as I got older and I'm maturing, it's more of like, I want this to open doors for many other outlets.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want rap to just be my main thing. I want to be like, oh, he's the rapper, but he has that YouTube channel where he be giving information, helping us out. Or he has that one business or like things like that. And like the same thing I want to, like, I feel like a lot of stuff is just negative. And it's music and stuff. Like, I feel like it's a soundtrack of your life. It's gonna make you feel a certain way, and that's how you're gonna act. So I want to teach people that there's more ways to make money than selling drugs, doing things like that. Teaching people financial literacy. I hope I said that right. But yes. Things like that. So yeah, that's just my goal, bro.
That's smart, bro. Yeah, no, very smart. I'm telling you, man. I wish I was as wise as you are at when I was 18, 19, or even like 21. Especially the part about, so it's one of the reasons I do this show. Like, I rap, but also I love media. Mm-hmm. And so it's like something rappers don't and musicians don't get is like, you're selling yourself. Like, I'm not selling you this MP3. I need you to see my face as much as possible. You need to know about me, even the stuff I do that's not music, mm-hmm. because you're buying me. Like, it's that Mitch guy. Like, I don't, like, you know how many times people have become fans of mine and didn't even know I made music first. They'll be like,
exactly,
you're funny on Twitter, so I follow you. Oh, you make music? Let me listen to your music. Or you have that show where you interview people, or you write album reviews for other artists. Oh, you make music too? Send me your music. So it's like, you are so, or like Derek Miner's the king of like memes on his Instagram or funny stuff. It's like people are following you and they're buying you as a whole. So your music doesn't even necessarily have to be, you don't have to be the best rapper in the world. If you have enough things where people are interested in you,
mm-hmm.
your music's going to get played. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah, bro. I feel the exact same way. Like I'm a nerd, bro. Like comic books, like games and stuff like that. And like, I want to tap into that. I don't see a lot of people in Christian hip hop, like really tapping into that community.
Right.
And like bringing that to, like, bro, I'm such a nerd, bro. Like in Mortal Kombat, I was like number 5 in the world, bro.
Nice. That's good.
I'm like, I have no life, man. So
I feel you. I feel you,
man. But like, yeah, I want people to know me for many things, not just that I make music. I want to be a plus that I make good music. So
facts, bro. Facts. And like another example, like, which I forgot about, but like I play a ton of Madden. Like, even right behind my computer is my Madden like setup. So it's like, that's not even related to my music, but it's like, I can put my music in the background. I can get a following off that. And it's also like, oh, by the way, I rap. So it's like, just so you know, but I also might beat you in Madden. Mm-hmm. So as much as you can do and as much as you can be seen is positive.
Yeah, and like, speaking, look at...
No, sorry.
Like DDG. Like, let's just look at YouTubers. They built people that were there for them. They liked how funny they were.
Right.
Type of person is. Then they move that to rap. Oh yeah, I have rap too, guys. That's what I do. But that's not the main thing still. But that's something that they just, it all comes together. It's multiple streams of income, multiple fan bases. So
exactly. So perfect segue. So I was one of the old heads, and this is probably why I say, like, even though it's 1925, it's like two different things. Like a lot of people your age been on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
People my age and older were like, I was like mad reluctant to get on TikTok. I was like, we had Vine. I don't know if you know what Vine was.
I know what Vine. Oh, yeah,
Vine was fire, and they got rid of it. So after that, I was like, anything that's not Vine, I'm cool off that. And they were talking about TikTok. Y'all got to get on TikTok. Everyone's like, you got to get on TikTok. And I'm just like, fine, I'll make a TikTok. And I got on there, and I was just like, I don't really know what to do on here. Should I just be funny? Should I just be feeding my music through? And so you were one of the first people I've seen to really like utilize TikTok in order to really build their following, like effectively, you know? So like, tell me about TikTok and how you were just like, how you went from, yo, this is an app that people use to like, yo, I can use this to build a base, you know?
Yeah. So bro, this might come to surprise people. I'm not a social media guy at all. I didn't have an Instagram until I'm finna rap. I made an Instagram like 2 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah. So like imagine like somebody going through all high school, middle school, not having one, right. I didn't have a kick, none of that stuff. Snapchats, none of it.
Right.
So TikTok, I was like, man, this is corny.
Right. But
I'm seeing I watch interviews, people life changing off TikTok, you know what I mean? So what I did, I had an iPhone 6 at the time. I start posting 10 times a day just on different types of videos. And then, like, I grew to 200,000 in, like, 2 months. It was just, like, really just grinding it out. Like, you just learning the platform. And it actually taught me so many skills. Even though, I lose my TikTok account today.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, bro, I learned skills from that. Just uploading and doing the stuff that I can pour that over to everything else. And
right.
I'm good at short-form content. I can get my point across in a short amount of time, make sure I said everything I needed to say without people getting tired of it. So that's just like, bro, TikTok is just an amazing thing. And it's like, it's just organic reach. It's like you pay, say for ads, you pay $150 for say 50,000 people to see a post, right?
Right.
Or for somebody to redirect to your Spotify or something. Bro, TikTok is literally free. You have a music video, cut that mug up in pieces, do it, bro. Throw it on. It's like, it's no reason for no one to not to do it. It doesn't hurt you at all. It's just only growth that could come from it.
Exactly.
So
I'm telling you, it's the old head mentality, because it's like one of those things where you're just like, especially, so I consider myself a social media person, but it gets to a point where it's like, it's almost like streaming services. It's like, yo, there's so many of them and I already got so many of them. I don't want another one. Like I'm cool off that. And especially if you don't think deeper, like, if I'm just thinking, oh, TikTok, that's that thing where people do dances, right? Like, I'm not finna dance. It's like, nah, but you can do this, this, and this. And what it really all is about is like getting people to go to your, what's the word? Kind of like, oh, you froze up on me. Let me make sure.
I'm my fault.
No, we're good. We're good. Perfect. It's about like getting people to go, like you're feeding people to your own stuff. So it's like, I got my TikTok, but I got my links to, ultimately, I guess, even Instagram isn't ours. The only thing that's technically yours if you have a website, which
you
have. So getting people to go to like your website or just an email list or something where it's like, you are now part of my part. Like I own, not own you, but like you are now part of my following. You know what I'm saying? I can reach you directly.
Super phone.
But yeah, so any way that you can feed into that, it's basically just a way to get more fans, no matter how you look at it.
Just beneficial.
It was funny to me that I was like, and it was only because I was looking for you on there. I was like, yeah, I was like, you use Twitter? You're like, nah, I don't really be on Twitter. I'm like, fam, you got to get on Twitter. Yeah. And you're like, I remember you were like, why should I get on? Like, you were like trying to ask, like, what was the reason? I was like, you're like, how was Twitter helpful? I'm like, fam, all the following I have came from Twitter for the most part. Like, Instagram helped a little, but Twitter was 100% the way I got any type of connections, friends, relationships. And then I saw like the first couple times you posted like a video on Twitter, it kind of got blown up and people were like, oh, who's this kid? It's just another way.
Bro, I was like excited, the people that followed me too. I was like, what the heck?
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like if you're making dope content, especially in our space, like you're going to get, because it's such a small subgenre. Like people like to act like it's huge and it's super hard and there's always politics. There's only the politics that we make it, you know what I'm saying? Like I love Rapzilla, but people love to act like they're the gatekeeper, and if you don't go through them you cannot be successful. It's like there's tons of people that have proved that wrong. So it's like use all of your resources. Of course you can still submit to them and like interact with them, but you don't have to be like it's them or nothing, because there's so many others. There's different people in the space. There's different, gotten co-signs from people like Dayton and like KJ Fatu, like just people who are just looking for the next Christian hip hop artist. And if you're afraid that you're not gonna, you know, you're not impressing like Rapzilla or somebody else enough, you're not gonna ever have a chance.
Yeah. See, like, I look at Rapzilla, like, yeah, there's some great guys there. Chad, OB, all of them, they're, I forgot the, Justin.
Yeah,
so they're all, like, they're great people, but, like, I look at them as, like, I don't want to say a tool. I don't want to
put them,
but, like, yeah, there's just something, that's just something there that, that can really help you, but you do not need it, and it's a lot of people don't realize. That's, I say that with everything, like, even TikTok. You don't need TikTok. You don't need Instagram, but that mug really will help you if you use it.
Facts.
So... like, yeah, that's just how I see things.
Big facts, bro. Last couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are your, I don't know if you have any, but what are your like thoughts on the current state of Christian hip hop? Like, do you think things are going well? Do you think there's issues? Do you think it's like a great time for new artists to kind of be? I'm of the mind, like I have my issues with Christian hip hop, but I think it's a great time. And you're a perfect example of that. And I think I am too, even though I'm a little older, but like, you can make a name for yourself relatively quickly if you are like,
just do it.
If you just literally do it. But what are your thoughts?
So bro, I think it's a lot of good people come, like this guy named Kilo, Caleb Gordon, Mikey J. It's a lot of people, bro, that are like really inspiring me, just showing me, teaching me things. And I feel like it's just very open. Like you can just have a conversation. Like you can really get in touch with people easily. Some things, the downside, I feel like a lot of people, I don't know what that is. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. I feel like a lot of, it's a lot of things that like want to be like, I'm a cool person. I do this. I do said thing. I don't need this.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people use it and then dip.
Yep.
And dip too and like don't want to associate with it, which is, I think is mad corny.
Yep.
I agree. But yeah, I think it's in a good place though. So like I just feel like a lot of people get stuck behind that. I need this said outlet, this media, this said person to say something to me. I need Lecrae. I need whoever for me to be something in it. And I think that's like so damaging to our to the space because that mindset doesn't help you grow at all. So
amen. Yep. And it's kind of it's why I really would never want to switch places with the guys at Rapzilla because it's like they're in a good position because they hold a lot of influence, but in a bad position because people are going to try to use you. Like you literally, you'll never know if somebody's talking to you or messaging you because they care, mm-hmm. or if it's just like, yo, like, can you get me on this playlist or can you get me, can I get on this list? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's one of those things we do to ourselves where it's like, I promise you, you can be successful. There's a lot of different outlets. There's a lot of different people. There's a mm-hmm. lot of different apps. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to just focus in on the small little, like we said, Reach, Lecrae, Rapzilla. Like, that's not the only formula.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's just like, people, I feel like as Christians, we feel like that other Christians owe us
mm-hmm.
stuff. And it's a job. You know what I mean? It's a, I use this all the time. Like, nobody goes to the Christian plumber and be like, hey, bro, you owe me a...
Right.
You do my plumbing for free because we're both Christians.
So right.
Things like that. It's just, I feel like we got to reevaluate the purpose of what we're doing.
Facts. And of course, there's the conversation like, not everybody has to rap.
People got mad at me.
It's a tough conversation because, like, I've made it a point to say, I'm not going to be the one to tell someone to quit rapping, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, because if someone had told me to quit when I first started and wasn't that good, I don't think I would have gotten as good as I am. But at the same time, like, the entitlement comes from people feeling like, oh, God told me I have to be a Christian rapper and this is the only way I can reach someone.
Yeah.
I always admit, like, as much as I feel like I can reach people through my music, it's mad easier just to talk to somebody and, like, read the Bible with them and preach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done a few sermons in my life.
You can't get nothing mixed up if I'm just talking to you.
Exactly.
You can take my whole bar out of context. Say I didn't say that.
Facts. So it's like, we don't all have to be rappers is the point. Like, if you want to do it, cool, but just don't get upset if you're like, nah, I'm a Christian rapper, so you're supposed to put me on such and such. It's like, it's still hip hop and it's still a business. It's still the music business. If you just want to rap and you don't care, you know, where it goes and you're not really trying to make a career out of it, that's fine. Yeah. In fact, more people should probably do that. But if you're trying to make a career out of it, just know it's not just going to be handed to you because you're a Christian and they're Christian outlets.
Yeah. And another thing that I feel like so lacking, and just I think that's in everything is lacking, teaching multiple skills. Like, you know how there's a Critique Friday for rap, mm-hmm. bro? And how about there was like, let me see what your engineering skills sound like.
Yo, facts.
All right, video critiques. I'm seeing facts. Music video critiques. All right, business 101 classes, how to get your BMI, ask stuff like right. that. Why is there anything things like that? People don't have to be rappers. Somebody can find their passion while doing rap, and then they be like, oh, dang, I just really love producing so much, or I love video, things like that. So I think that's something that's really lacking.
That is a fact. But, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, rapping is, like, the cool thing and, like, the out front thing, and you're, like, seen. It's not behind the scenes. You're, like, in front of everything. So
yeah, it's never really where the money's at, though. You know what I mean?
Fact. It's a big fact.
So that's what's the crazy part.
No, that's a big fact. But anyway, last question for you. And I'm actually getting to a point where I'm not going to have to ask this question anymore. But I asked everyone on here, how did the pandemic affect you as an artist, both as an artist and like as a person? Do you think there was any positives? Was it all negative? Did it teach you anything?
I think it was positive towards me in the beginning. So it just gave me time. I had time. So I learned how to produce during that time. I learned how to engineer better, shoot my videos. I just had more time on my hands. And it saved, bro, I'm not a school person. I do not like school, bro. I was in credit recovery and I could.
Wow.
Then when they said COVID, I was like, dang, I could cheat all my stuff. It's cool. I'm passing.
I'm dead. That's so funny.
Stuff like that. But as I'm starting to get a buzz now, like I have lupus, I have an autoimmune disease. I'm more of like a high risk person, and my sister has like a lung thing. So my father is really like, you ain't going nowhere during this
really?
Thing. So yeah, or you can go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've been presenting herself during during this little time period we're in right now, and I just can't do it because myself and I have family to think of at the same time. So
yeah, facts.
That's the thing that's been really bumming me out. But besides that, it's been very good.
Yeah, it's like, I love that question though, because it's like if you ask the regular person, like, yo, how the pandemic affect you, they'd be like, bro, it's terrible. I had nothing to do. I couldn't. But like for artists, specifically artists, it's like time is literally our money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you give me more time to learn how to do something, to no one's dropping music, so I could just record and like have a bunch saved up for later. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
We're in a better, bro. We record our stuff. Like people out here, I can't go to the studio. I ain't gonna do that. I'm like, bro, what? Oh yeah, that's
studio.
Must be sad. I'm gonna record my song. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, I'm blessed that I'm able to record at home, because when I first started, I was going to the studio and I thought it was the only way I could do it. So if a pandemic had, like, I remember somebody, I was waiting on a verse. And they're like, nah, like the pandemic, I don't know when I'm going to the studio again. I'm like, I recorded my whole album during the quarantine, like, and mixtape. Like, I've had all this time on my hands. So I want the pandemic to be over, because I miss outside and I miss events. And like, I got all these new people that I want to meet in person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, yo, that helped in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, bro.
But I appreciate you being on here. Last thing is, tell the people where they can find you on social media. What's your tags and everything?
Yeah, so guys, you follow me at Certified Blood. No, I'm just y'all follow me at Batz, BATTZ _ on just every platform, or just on YouTube. You search BATTZ. We just hit 1,000 subs. So I appreciate everybody showing mad love. So yeah, that's everything.
I mean, you got a track together called "Rap Till I Die," which you killed the verse, bro. I was so happy. That verse is one of my favorite. I remember I had my listening party. My friends came over and I remember being like, so y'all know this kid, I think at the time, I think when you recorded it, you were 18 still, right?
Yeah.
I was like, this kid's 18. And they were like, I didn't even tell them anything. I was like, just keep in mind he's 18. I think they were like, oh, it's not going to be that good. They're like, wait, he's 18? I was like, it's crazy. So yeah, that song's crazy. We definitely got to get more songs together.
Definitely, bro. Definitely.
But I appreciate all y'all for watching. Shouts out Daryl from Bookkeeper for giving me the show, because I could talk all day, every day. And I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Catch y'all next time, man.
So what got Sharon's, I wanna wait,
I
just watching it go from
no shield, no protector. If you send bullets, they gon' heat me.